De La Cruz opens 2026 campaign headquarters in Weslaco. During her remarks, De La Cruz described her 2022 election victory as a political turning point for the Rio Grande Valley. For too many decades, for generations, South Texas did not have a seat at the table, but in 2022, you all stood up and said, no more compadre system. No more palanca. We deserve a seat at the table, and we're going to elect a Republican to be our voice in Congress, she said. She added, we're not going back to the palanca days. We're not going back to the corrupt compadre system because South Texans deserve more. De La Cruz also focused on affordability and rising living costs, describing herself as someone who understands the financial pressures facing working families. I'm a working mom who understands what it's like to get to the grocery store and see the bill and know how expensive that bill is at the HEB, she said. I understand what it's like to fill up your gas tank and say, wow, prices have gotten high. How am I going to make ends meet? She cited Republican-backed efforts to eliminate taxes on tips and Social Security benefits as part of a broader affordability agenda. De La Cruz described the new Weslaco office as a place for volunteers and supporters to organize campaign activities, make phone calls, and support voter outreach efforts ahead of the 2026 election. This is just the beginning because guess what, my friends? We are just getting started, and watch out, De La Cruz said. The event concluded with supporters gathering for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, officially opening the campaign headquarters.